It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is S's and Bros.
Stroud is set again. Oh, John Boat.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bean to call.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer.
The give. Walker! Danny Walker! Backs down! Smarty!
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And
yes!
Caught! Touchdown to Troy Myers! They did it! Amon Ross St. Brown to the receiving end!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here! A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera! He's got two goals! Larkin in on goal! Scores! His first career hat trick!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good feel good Friday morning to you. It is opening day 2024. The Detroit Tigers home opener a little bit later on this afternoon at a 1:10 first pitch time here on the 5th day of April 2024. Great to have you right along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. All across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide in the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000 or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's where we find Freddie. He wants to talk a little Chauncey. Phillips.
Good morning. I had to call because the host neglected to read any of my texts this morning, so I figured I'd call in. How are you, AB?
I'm great. Did you text us?
Yes, I text you. I only listen to you in the morning. I don't listen to anybody else, except when you have gas I don't like. I tune off and I come back. But I always listen to
you. Wow, who's on the guests you don't like list?
That's to be determined. That's none of your business.
Did you listen to Coach Barlow?
No, I do not.
How do you not?
Nothing against the guy. I don't know him. He seems like a really nice guy the one time I listened, but I do not listen. You know, I was thinking that you should have had your show out this morning in front of Comerica Park outside. I think it would have been perfect. What do you think?
I mean, look, I've done remotes in a lot worse places with a lot of elements involved, so I'm not afraid to do it, but it's tough. One-man operation is difficult to set up a remote.
So I got a little bit of a smorgasbord today before I get to Chauncey Phillips. And just a couple of things I heard you talking about this morning. First of all, last night, there was nothing on TV. Once again, I have 700 channels, and there was nothing on. And I ended up landing on the rerun of the Panthers-St. Louis USFL game. Now, you know, I understand you got an A team, announcers, B team. I think they had the D team out there yesterday. I thought to myself, why isn't Anthony doing it? Why is he on the sidelines, number one? And two, why aren't you calling those games? You'd be perfect for him.
On the television? Or
yeah.
On the radio?
On both. Either one. You can do both. You got the face for radio. You got the chance for radio. Excuse me. You
have the My mom always says I got a face for radio, too. That's funny.
No. I said that wrong. I was wrong. One time I'm wrong. I was wrong. I admit it. And you have the chance for radio. So I think you would be perfect. I mean, seriously, I got to become your agent, man. I honestly won't even charge you. I just got to become your agent.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you can hunt down all of the leads. There were discussions had on the radio end, but I don't know how excited I would have been to be in a bus to Philadelphia on the weekend. It's been a long sports season.
I got you. Now the OC was your boy. I know you brought up his name before for St. Louis. Quarterback.
Bruce Gradkowski.
Yeah. Is he the OC?
Yes.
Place? Yeah, I thought I heard his name. And then the coach was he the tight end for the Jets, Anthony Beck, or is it a different Anthony Beck?
I think there's only one Anthony Beck, I believe.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't Beck. Maybe it was B-E-C-K. But he didn't look like a big tight end. I mean, I know the guy for the Jets was a huge tight end, but I watched a little bit of the game yesterday, but it was boring. It was 0-0 halftime. I was like, all right, I've had enough. Now, I've been hearing a lot of things about the Houston Texans over the last 2 days. Houston Texans are making all these great moves, and they're going to be a powerhouse. Let me explain something. Okay, there's a thing called sophomore jinx. Okay, and you can't buy a team. It doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying Houston is going to be bad. Okay, but you couldn't give me $10 million and take Stephon Diggs. That guy is such a, I hate using the word, the C word, in the locker room, but you couldn't give me $10 million to put him in my locker room. That guy is such a bad apple, and he's not even that good. I mean, if we're talking 12 Owens and he's that bad, then I'm okay with it. But he's not even that good. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Chargers are going to have more wins than the Houston Texans, and they're going to go farther in the playoffs than the Houston Texans. I guarantee that. I'm going to make another bet with you right now.
It's wow. Well, here's the thing. The Chargers play in a much, much more difficult division. Houston taking on Stephon Diggs and working that deal in and changing that up, I think it really works out nicely. And they're like, oh, yeah, now Stephon Diggs can get another long-term deal. He's not going to get another long-term deal. Like, that's not going to happen. They got him on a one-and-done. They shedded all that money off the back end of that contract. Load up this year. It's an extra $3.5 million. So what? Because now you pair him with Nico Collins, Tank Dell. They brought in Joe Mixon. Like, that's great. I would say the Houston Texans have won the offseason. Congratulations to them. Yeah. Exactly what Brad Holmes said, we're not concerned about. We don't care about winning in March and April. We care about winning in January and in February. And that's, we're watching the Houston Texans do it right now. What happens when Stephon's not getting the ball because it's going to Tank Dell and Nico Collins and his numbers are dropping and now he's worried about his contract? The whole thing's going to blow up. Hey, watch, it'll happen. Never fails.
Yeah, and I saw this graphic how Houston got rid of 12 players and they replaced them with these 12 players. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy, but what about the chemistry? You had chemistry last year that took you to a playoff win and division title. Now you're getting rid of those guys and you're telling me the chemistry is going to fall right into place with 12 new guys? It doesn't work that way.
And you know who they got. You haven't even mentioned the biggest acquisition of the offseason for them. Jeff Okuda!
Bing bong!
Oh, man. He might have a career year. But
12 tackles.
Every year the NFL, you know how the NFL goes. Every year it's always new playoff games, right?
Yep.
And this year when we start talking about football in July, we're going to pick out about 5 or 6 teams and we're going to say, you know what, don't be surprised if this team makes the playoffs. And the Chargers are going to win the AFC West this year. I already got that predicted. Now,
that's because you love Jim Harbaugh. That's why, because Jim Harbaugh is the GOAT.
Absolutely.
You know it. Look at you. Look at you. Turncoat Benedict Freddy here is now on the Harbaugh wagon after disparaging him for 7 years. Unbelievable.
Well, because he was the coach of Michigan, but I loved him in the San Francisco, and I can't stand Michigan fans. They're just poor losers. I'm going to get probably an unpopular take, and I know you're up against it, but Chauncey Billups, if he didn't play for the Detroit Pistons, there would be not one person calling this radio show or tweeting or texting and saying Chauncey Billups should be in the Hall of Fame. He was a very good Piston. We have great memories. He did great things in the playoffs and the finals. I'm sorry, man. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's just not. I mean, what are we doing here? We're just throwing everybody in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, look, Draymond, they say Draymond's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is just basically a Basketball Hall of Very Good. Like, it's not exclusive. Everybody gets in. They even put in college players and women's league players, and it's the whole thing's a joke.
Well,
that's what I got.
Know, I just, I'll read your text here coming up next.
Get you all fired up. Talk about opening day here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Step up to the plate at Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sport. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
What do I think of when I think of opening day in Detroit? Well, it's the party that starts before sunrise in lots around the ballpark. The veteran tailgaters have their usual spots, some with TVs and elaborate spreads, others with just a few sandwiches and the always-present cornhole game. Smiles, lots of smiles as people renew acquaintances and get ready for the real start of the baseball season. It's both teams lining up along the first and third baselines. The giant American flag that covers the outfield foul line to foul line. It's the little extra in the roars. The Tigers take the field for the first time, nothing but optimism in the air, the time of year when anything seems possible. And this year with the Tigers, it just might be.
Save big on fuel with M Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000. Sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 866-838-4843. 866-838-HUGE. That's the phone number. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on BCSN and streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network. Add a .com to that to find our website. XB Mornings, gmail.com is a fan feedback email inbox. Got a message from DBC on the old YouTube. This is what has always bothered me since Eiserman has been here. Never brought in a tough, big, physical player. Even if they make the playoffs, they aren't built for a playoff team. Playoffs are a whole different breed of hockey. By the way, the one guy we had, Clem Costin, killing it in San Jose, gave up on him way too early. DBC on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, you got to, that's the, you know, for a guy that, you know, played with the grind line, right? You know, Draper, Maltby, LaPointe, had McCarty out there. You know, I had some guys that were willing to do some things that, you know, I don't know who that guy is on our team right now. And that's maybe the biggest question going forward. Yesterday was fun. The GM's first ever draft pick and first ever draft pick at number one overall, both pitched. Fun to see. Can we get those Benetti drops into the intro? Disgusting. Oh, is that what you want?
That's disgusting.
That's might have to save that one. Ryan is on the horn. Good morning, Ryan. How are you? Happy opening day to you, my friend.
Happy opening day. Big day in Detroit.
Big day.
Well, you have the Tigers going on. You have the Red Wings, and you have, you know, Clarkson's own Tim Robinson performing at the Fox tonight of Detroiters, and I think you should leave.
Excuse, say that one again?
Tim Robinson,
who's
made the show Detroiters on Comedy Central a few years ago.
Okay.
Has the hit Netflix show, I Think You Should Leave. He's doing a comedy hour tonight at the Fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tickets sold out, I think, in like 8 minutes.
Really? 8 minutes?
Yeah. I was trying to buy tickets, and yeah, like I got into, like, purchased my tickets 11 minutes into the pre-sale, and all the seats were gone.
So you're going to this show?
I'm not going. I say I was 3 minutes too late, 11 minutes into a pre-sale, and I missed out.
Wow. Well, look, and I wish you could go. I want you to go. I want you to go have comedy club hour at the Fox. That's a big day. You didn't even mention the Pistons.
Detroit basketball!
They're playing in Memphis, so that's why. So
they could probably play where the Crews play. You know what, though? They have done well in attendance. For being a 13-win club, like, their home games, they're fans in the stands. Like, there are people there.
I was gonna say, the Pistons fans haven't gone full Oakland A's fans.
Not yet.
So, as I say, we haven't touched on it because it's Tigers opening day, but let's keep this baseball. That the fact that the Sacramento-Oakland Athletics of soon-to-be Las Vegas have made a move. They're going to play in a minor league stadium for 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 years in Sacramento.
Yep, 3-year lease with an option for a fourth in case their new venue in Las Vegas is not complete.
Not complete, or that move is just completely scrapped. Because I don't think the city of Las Vegas wants them.
Really?
There's been a huge uproar in the city. Meetings where, you know, citizens of Las Vegas are like, we don't want to spend money to build a baseball stadium. Like, we don't want to spend $3 billion for this to come here. Like, no, we can allocate that money elsewhere.
Yeah, for the residents of Las Vegas, for the residents of any city in America, Kansas City looking at you right now, too. Don't put up your money for billionaire owners. Let them take out the loan. Let them do it. They're the ones that own the team. They're the ones that make the money. That's part of ownership, though. Like, I remember some...
Like, put in on the bill, if you're asking for taxpayer money, there is a cap on ticket prices, on concession stands, on parking for these games. It's like, if we're paying it, you're not allowed to charge us over this much. Like, that way, if the owner pays for it out of pocket, like, hey, we can set the ticket prices to whatever the hell we want. Get over it. Like, we paid for all of this.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's kind of that's pretty unique. If the stadium cost, I don't even want to do the math right now. I'm not even gonna go that direction because I just look. If you're a business owner and you want to start a business, and any of our listeners that run their own business, Freddie's listening right now, anybody who's looking to get into that world of entrepreneurship and run your own business, like, you're not going to get the benefit of the taxpayer helping you. You're not going to get the benefit of the government coming to bail you out. That does not happen. That's only happening for, you know, the banks and the airline industries. Like, that's it. That's it. And you are not that. So if you want to start, I don't know, Ryan's Reynolds Wrap or whatever the hell, Ryan's what, recycling. If you want to start that.
You think I'm starting a wrap company?
Maybe they'll all be rappers. I don't know. But if you're going to start something and you're the business owner, you're on the hook for all of the expenses. And it's on you to prepare. Like, I remember some pretty lean times in the family business. Very lean times. And as I grew older, you know, my mother talking about, like, yeah, no, I was not, we were not cashing our checks. Like, that, we couldn't do it. Like, that's what that looks like. The sacrifice is on the ownership of the company. It's not on the employees, because you still have a business to run and you still have to have the employees in order to do the job. The cut has to come at the top. That's where it has to come at. Now, businesses today where CEOs are making, you know, ungodly amounts of money, and they're, you know, cutting staff members and asking the staff members that are there to do, you know, 15, 20, 25% more work to make up for the guy that they just cut. It's ridiculous. It is, because and that's the world of corporate business. In small business, anybody who's a business owner listening right now is nodding their head going, yeah. Yeah, when there's a bill that needs to be paid, that comes out of your pocket. You are the owner of the business.
Small businesses, like, we know where it's like, yeah, the owner is taking the brunt of it all. Because you can just talk to them, you can see what they're doing. It's the corporate America that people are frustrated with. I don't know how long it's been, 15, 20 years, where it's like that switch to where the top-end people are getting huge bonuses while they're letting go 25% of their workforce.
That's what I loved about Mark Cuban. When Mark Cuban was like, yo, I'm going to maintain my basketball status within the organization, but I'm going to sell off my shares of the team. And then he cut those big checks to the employees. And it was all based on how long you were there. I thought, like, what an awesome move. He doesn't need the money. I mean, obviously, he's next level. But you get what I'm saying. Like, some of these owners, like, that really, like, taxpayers do not ever sign anything that gives money to build a stadium that you're not going to directly profit from. And, you know, I understand sales tax. I get it. I understand economic impact. I get that. Not with your money. Unless, like Ryan said, hey, we're putting a cap on tickets at $12. You can't charge $10 for a Frank. That's ridiculous.
Hey, you're living in the city of Detroit. Weekday games, you get $4 tickets for upper level, $10 for lower level.
I mean, if you're a taxpayer, like, you should have something on your ID. You get in for free.
Well, it's like if you're going to the Detroit Institute of Arts, if you're a Wayne County, Oakland County, or Macomb County resident, you get in for free because you help pay taxes for that.
And I love that.
You voted on a tax bill to be like, yeah, we'll keep this going.
I love that. And good for, and that's the way it should be. And so good. I'm glad. Vegas residents, stand up. Put your foot in the sand. You don't need that. You know, and the fact that, as I said earlier in the show, the fact that the MLB is trying to get there before the NBA with all the success that the NBA has had there, that to me is just preposterous. But we've got opening day today, Tigers and Athletics, 1 o'clock. Our stadium's already built, new video board. You could check it out. We're going full blown.
April in the D.
What a great song. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. A big article about Juwan Howard came out. We'll talk about it next.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. The Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue, Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Miss any of today's show? Find our podcast and listen on demand on Google, Apple, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Happy opening day, everyone. Great to have you with us. I'm glad Freddie reminded us about the GM selections. We're going to go through now every Tampa Bay goal that is scored and who scored it and what selections and acquisitions Steve Yzerman made. And we're going to do that for the rest of our lives until this argument has been settled. But we're not going to talk about that right now. A great piece from the president of the Basketball Writers Association, Brendan Quinn, our friend BQ from The Athletic. A sit-down interview, a one-on-one with Juwan Howard. It's the Juwan Howard interview, regrets, lost trust in the end of his Michigan coaching career. Now, it goes deep into, it breaks down into different portions. The heart surgery, which seems to be probably more, I mean, anytime you're having heart surgery, like that's a huge, huge problem, right? And, you know, thought it was asthma is the reason he was winded. A CT scan revealed blood clots. He was put on blood thinner, scheduled for an MRI. He learned that the blood clots were found in his lungs, and he had an unruptured aneurysm that was discovered in his aorta. The blood clots were actually saving his life. He was placed on medication and waited 14 weeks for surgery. 14 weeks, just waiting for an aneurysm to burst. So then on September 15th, the surgery resected an aortic aneurysm and repaired the aortic valve. I'm not a medical professional, in case you couldn't figure that out. Doctors said a recovery time 6 to 12 weeks. He went 15 days in the hospital. He told Howard Eisley he would wait 2 weeks and come back. Saw the recommendations as a race to win, not timelines to live by, and he suffered for it. He talked about his own impatience. He talked about a surgery that was being canceled because he was scheduled to undergo a 7 a.m. procedure following a January 23rd road game at Purdue. Heavy snow grounded the flight. Flight was canceled. Surgery scheduled for the 19th, right? This is to address an atrial flutter that caused him some discomfort. And so he goes into that. And it goes into the John Sanderson incident. December 7th, 3 days before the game at Iowa, Howard had a confrontation with John Sanderson. While standing the opposite side of the floor before a Thursday afternoon practice, Howard heard his son, Jace Howard, yelling at an athletic trainer. Howard says he shouted, quote, "Yo, look, Jace, stop. I'm his father, right?" He knew that look. He knew that voice, right? He stopped immediately. According to Howard, Sanderson got involved, adding that, "Jace, you don't talk to a superior like that." And Howard said, "It's true. I agree." But when he kept, then he kept going. John said, "Jace, that's BS. You don't talk to your superior that way. This is the bleep I'm talking about." Howard said that he called Sanderson off. According to Howard, Sanderson yelled that he recently endured the same BS from another player. Howard said, "Chill the bleep out. I told you I got it." And that's when everything kind of went awry. Quote, "Also, I'm not stupid. After the Wisconsin situation, I said I would never ever put myself in a situation like that again, or I put my hands on anyone, which where it results in any type of physical friction. And second, I would never put our players in an unsafe environment. The last part, to never embarrass the entire university and my family. So I'm going to try to fight Sanderson. He's 6'8 and strong as bleep." Howard said he cursed at Sanderson using a bad choice of words. And that's how that went down. And then you had the Wisconsin situation. And he said that he had talked to Wisconsin staff after. And then, you know, he was aware and with Ward Manuel said, like, "Look, if you want to suspend me, I get it. You know, I've done that. That's where the quote, "It hurt me in a lot of ways. I know that's part of the angry black man perception that's out there. It left a lot of people with the perception that anything I do, whether it's get a technical," which a lot of coaches get technicals, "or the situation with John, where you hear his side of it and his lawyer side of it, anything I'm involved in, it's Jawan who started it." Then the New York Times took the quote of the angry black man perception that's out there and ran with that in a tweet that is not only misrepresenting the entire article, but in what I think is that irresponsible, inappropriate, and is race baiting and gaslighting to get the clicks. I thought about whether or not I was going to tweet that for a while. But people need to realize that that is not what the article is about. That is a small snippet in which Jawan is trying to present what is going on in his mind. And that's the quote you chose? Because you know what? Anger. It goes right back to, as I've been trying to tell you, whatever will get you emotionally charged is what they want. Who is they? Media. All the media is owned by the same companies. It's like the same five companies control everything you see, read, and hear. Right? Remember that Occupy Wall Street movement where people were real fed up with what was going on in Wall Street, and then all of a sudden that disappeared? Why? It brought race into the conversation. There's a topic that'll get everybody fired up. Never left the conversation, right? Never left. Not saying that it needs to, but I'm saying it's pretty interesting. And I'm fine with an open dialogue about whatever you want to talk about. I'm good with it. Present it to the, bring it to the table. Let's talk it out. I'm here for it. But I saw that headline, and that is so New York Times. That's exactly what they are. Because it gets clicks, gets people enraged. Then you got people commenting on it that didn't even read the article. And so now, because The Athletic is a subscription site that's owned by, guess who? The New York Times. Now they're going to get you to buy a subscription. It's a complete misrepresentation of the entire article. And I was furious about it because you see this happen on a day-to-day basis. On a day-to-day basis. And it's disgusting. Ryan is on the line. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome back.
Good morning. Yeah, the whole fighting part of the article is such a small part. Like, the Sanderson stuff was new to hear his side of the story. And it was really about just learning about his health scares and what he really went through and trying to rush back. But my whole take from the article, and Michigan fans, you can chastise me if you want, but just kind of taking his quotes about how he wanted to come back from the health scare, how he handled all these different, you know, confrontations. It all came across as Juwan Howard was probably not ready to be a head coach of an NBA team, a college basketball team. Is he a good coach? Yes. Like, I think you can't really debate that. Like, is he ready to be a head coach? What comes with the nuances of being a head coach? Sound like he wasn't ready and is not ready for that.
Bing bong. That's perfectly well said. This was a huge job, a huge opportunity, and he just wasn't ready. Right. That's honestly what it comes down to. That is probably the most spot on analysis of the last 5 years that I have heard. That's it. You are right. It's everything that goes in, like being a head coach. I got in an argument yesterday with somebody, some fool that constantly comments on everything I tweet. It's like, dude, yeah, take your communist liberal self somewhere else. I am not the guy. I am not the one you want to bring these arguments to, because I don't give a damn, because I work free internships, right? So I don't need paid internships. I don't need any of that. I believe in working your way up. I believe in grabbing the broom and mopping the floor and doing what needs to be done. I believe in grinding. I'm not worried about 4-day work weeks. I don't give a damn about that. I know what I'm going after, and I'm going to work for it. You're going to punch the clock every day, and you're going to do it. And you're going to, if you got to lie about your experience just to get the job, then hey, so be it. I wouldn't recommend it, but I'm not going to discourage you from it either. Take it on full force, figure it out when you get there. But this idea that you just brought up about the nuance that it takes to be a head coach in all of the waters that you have to navigate, whether it's fundraising, whether it's for the program, whether it's NIL now for the players, whether it's being available for your coaches' shows and being available to media. He talked about that. He talked about, you know, putting up this shield and kind of this wall. You couldn't get a hold of him. We've had Saudi Washington on. We couldn't get Juwan. But why not? Like, let's just talk. Let the people hear your voice. Let them hear what you have to say about whatever's going on. Win, lose, or draw. Indifferent. What's happening in your regular life? Like, the coaches that understand that, to do like weekly coaches shows, and I'm not talking about just the regular like pop-up one. Like, I like Izzo's coaches show that he does at wherever they're at, that bar. I think that's great. People show up. They want to hear from the head coach. That's who they want to hear from. They don't want to hear from assistants. And I get if you got a commitment or whatever and you can't make it 1 week, that's fine. But you got to be there. It's part of the gig. All of this stuff. You got to go to the golf outings. You got to go to the banquet dinners. You got to go to this. You got to go to that. It's a crazy schedule. Your appearance there matters. It all matters. And you're right, Ryan. It is all of the nuance that goes into being a head coach. This is why they're paid the big bucks.
Right. And I think I know it's been said before about him. I think he's better suited for the NBA. Just hearing him talk, like, well, I don't think he wants another college job, because you coached at Michigan where you played, you coached your two sons. Why would you want to go somewhere else?
Right. Especially in today's landscape too. If you don't have that good footing.
Right. Especially it's like I'm not knocking him, where it's just like, yeah, I should have done more interviews. I should have pushed harder for fundraising. It's like, it sounds like you don't want to, so don't. Because guess what? You'll be wanted in the NBA. So just don't do it. Like, it takes a special type of person to coach college athletics. And
especially in today's world, because you have to navigate, and Izzo's doing it right now. Izzo's doing that right now. Where, like, guys are you know, committing to coming back to Michigan State. Like, if you want to be coached hard, I will always say this for the rest of my life. Imani Bates made a mistake by not going to Michigan State. He needed that. That would have made him a better basketball player. I don't care if you're a hooper. That's the new thing. Like, oh, he's a hooper. Nobody cares. Great. You can shoot. Cool. Do you do anything else? Do you defend? Do you rebound? Do you close out? Do you help? Do you do anything? You get on the floor for a loose ball? Like, I need basketball players, not hoopers. Hooper is what you do at the YMCA when you just run up and down and shoot the ball. Like, that's ridiculous. And your spot, like, to be a college basketball coach right now, you're absolutely right. It takes a certain special kind of individual. And Juwan probably is much better suited at the NBA level. And what I liked about this, at the end of the article, we talked about the future. And he was spotted at the Michigan women's game in the NCAA tournament. He said, quote, listen, I'll forever be a fan of Kim and her program. I'm going to go support them. I'm not going to hide under a freaking rock. No way. He talked about how Kim Barnes-Rico is one of the first people to reach out to him, send him a video with well wishes from the team after the surgery and all that. Like, I just, all of it, man. I think it's brilliant. I think he's handled things well. You know, I think he was very classy about his exit there. He's got a ton of respect for Coach May. He said, I'm never going to be bitter about the situation and how it ended. I respect the people that have jobs to do. Sometimes in the profession, you have to make tough decisions. I'm not saying this was a tough decision. It was probably an easy decision. Who knows? But I'm a Michigan man through and through. I'm just sad I'm leaving sooner than I expected to. And I thought that was for him to be able to, this is why real media is important. This is why telling your story is important, because the negative perception of Juwan can kind of not necessarily be erased, but at least you can try to understand and see things from that other perspective, because you have to be able to see things from both sides of the coin.
And honestly, I think he's also trying to, play the I'll be better, not bitter card, because I don't think he's only doing it for himself. I think he's doing it for the rest of the Fab Five, because for how many years was like all those guys pretty much like just like, barred from campus, like, hey, we don't want to talk about that. And it took Juwan Howard being the coach to bring them all back on campus, to be recognized for what they've done. So if he goes out and he starts, going, screw the school, screw these people, screw that, it's like, guess who's also not coming back? Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, like, those guys will stand with Juwan. So I think part of it was just like, hey, if I play this card, play these cards right after being let go, we can all still go back there and be recognized for what we did for the university. So I also took it that way. It's just like he wasn't just kind of saying all that at the end for himself. I think he was saying it for the other four too, to like make sure that they still wanted to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a really good viewpoint, man. Really good viewpoint, really good analysis there of what is taking place in the, not only in this article, but in the landscape of Michigan basketball right now. And I thought Brendan did an awesome job per usual. There's a reason he is a president of the Basketball Writers Association. Got to talk to him a little bit at the Sweet 16. I think actually that was Sunday, the Elite Eight day, he stopped by and we were chopping it up, and just a great basketball mind, right? An impassioned writer. And I mean, that's what your old sports section used to be. Like, that's what it was. It wasn't just clickbait. Here's some funky article with 74 ads. You can't even read through it now on the internet. That's the other thing that really bothers me. Like, every website I go to, I'm trying to read an article and it's just pop-up ads everywhere. It's like, get this stuff off the screen. It makes your site difficult to navigate. I want to navigate with ease. It's like every time I try to click a video, you got to watch a 30-second ad. It's like, geez, Louise, like, we are just squeezing the juice out of everything. My God, take a breath. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, you look. There are some different links in the middle of the story to different stories, and then there's 85 E-Trade ads right in the middle of it. It's like, good God, you got to click into reader mode. That reader mode is definitely something you want to experiment with on your computer. If you're trying to read an article, try to knock it into reader mode so it's easier to read. But this is like, this is magazine worthy right here. This is what the magazines used to publish, that, you know, we lost our way with the internet. Maybe it'll circle back and we'll get back to real stuff like this. I don't know if that happens in the 24/7 news cycle, but this was such a good article. I highly recommend it. Everybody reads it. Ryan, I thought you brought a wonderful perspective and really well thought out opinion on this, and brought up a point that I hadn't even, two points that I haven't even thought about when I read this article. I was so worked up over the New York Times, I want to punch somebody over there. Now I'm like, yeah, no, those are, that's really good. They're really good. And it's a big job. And that's why, you know, in the group chat, some guys are firing off about Dusty May, and he hasn't done it at a major level. Like, everybody, where's Shaka? Well, he came from, he's at Marquette. Well, he came from Texas. Where'd he come at from Texas? VCU, Havoc defense, baby. Like, you have to, I think you have to cut your teeth in the mid-major. You have to understand, you have to do local radio in a small market, because you have to understand all the different nuances. You have to climb that ladder.
Where'd John Calipari come from?
Exactly. Providence, baby. Right? Providence? He was a Friar.
UMass.
Was he at Providence before UMass?
I don't know. I only know he had Marcus Camby at UMass and went to Memphis and then at Kentucky.
God, who is it? Who is it? Providence. Anyways, that's the end of the show. Ryan, good luck downtown today. See you later, pal. Ben, great work as always. I'm Anthony, saying so long. Enjoy opening day. It is officially April in the D, a Detroit sports triple header. We'll talk to you Monday. Recap it all. Same time, same place. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
And now to the chopper for our traffic report.
There's a lot of traffic. It must be headed to Meijer for the Buy 5, Save $5 sale. Shop select General Mills family size cereal, Oikos Greek yogurt, and select Coca-Cola or Pepsi products, plus deposit where applicable. All Buy 5, Save $5. Mix or match at Meijer. Plus, you can save $10 on your home delivery or pickup order of $50 or more this Friday and Saturday only.
Okay.
Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We play for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at freddythepizzaman.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit freddythepizzaman.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Huge here. AB's doing a heck of a job, and I'm ready to drop some huge opinions about what he's talking about later today at 3 on the Michigan Sports Network.